More news stories now, including a large bill for a woman whose waist was fly-tipped and a rebrand for the former Pedro's restaurant. But first, a top solicitor took £2 million after being duped by a lottery scam.
Hugh Lansdell, a senior partner at Norfolk firm Hansels, took the cash between 2015 and 2017 after becoming convinced he had won the lottery and needed to pay fees to secure his winnings, the Solicitors Disciplinary Tribunal has said in a judgment. The 70-year-old was struck off after admitting he took £1.5 million from his clients and £350,000 from two North Norfolk charities where he was a trustee. Lansdell was trusted by families and the charities after a 40-year career and had easy access to their funds. But the tribunal has said that Lansdell from Gresham was driven to steal the cash when he received a letter in 2015 telling him he had won £825,000 in the lottery. He replied to the promoters, who told him he had in fact won £1.825 million and he needed to pay them fees to get his money, the tribunal report said. Over the next 2 years, he plundered his clients' accounts. Lansdell was stopped when a colleague became suspicious in April 2017 and Hansels investigated. He left the firm in August 2017 and was declared bankrupt in November of that year. The criminal case is currently with prosecutors who will decide whether or not to prosecute Lansdell.
Researchers in Norwich are bringing a less invasive test for prostate cancer on stream. The prostate urine risk, PUR, test can differentiate between men with prostate cancer which will require treatment, those with a low-risk disease, which is unlikely to need clinical intervention, and those without prostate cancer, something not possible with current diagnostic tests. It is hoped the breakthrough test, developed by researchers at the University of East Anglia and Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, could help large numbers of men avoid an unnecessary initial biopsy and repeated invasive follow-ups for low-risk patients. Prostate cancer, the most common cancer in men in the UK, usually develops slowly, and the majority of cancers will not require treatment in a man's lifetime. But it is hard for doctors to predict which tumours will become aggressive and therefore decide on appropriate treatment. The most common tests include blood tests, a physical examination known as a digital rectal examination, DRE, and MRI scan or a biopsy. Lead author Shay Connell from UEA's Norwich Medical School said the uncertainty of diagnostic tests for prostate cancer meant a policy of active surveillance was developed, which results in some men electing for unnecessary treatment. Unfortunately, we currently lack the ability to tell which men diagnosed with prostate cancer will need radical treatment and which will not, he said. It is clear there is a considerable need for additional, more accurate tests.
Police seized a 30-centimetre blade found in a woman's handbag following a stop and search in Norwich. Norwich police tweeted that intelligence from a member of the public led to them stopping the woman, 43. The officers from the Norwich East Safer Neighbourhood team found a 30-centimetre silver blade in the woman's handbag. They shared an image of the blade with the tweet, branding it a nasty weapon.
A Cossey woman who paid someone £40 to take away her old kitchen was left with a £245 bill after they fly-tipped it on a community woodland. The woman was tracked down by the town council after documentation was discovered within the rubbish dumped at Greenhills Woods on Townhouse Road. People are now being urged to carry out checks before allowing someone to take away their waste. A Cossey Town Council spokesman said, "The woman said someone knocked on her door and offered to take away the rubbish in her front garden." The spokesman said the woman was apologetic when she was approached by the council and said she had learned her lesson. The town council had to pay South Norfolk Council £240 to clear the waste. That money was recovered through the invoice paid by the woman. Cossey Town Council is now urging residents to follow these steps when using someone other than South Norfolk Council to take away waste. 1. Ask to see the person's waste carrier's licence, which are issued by the Environment Agency. If they do not have a licence, do not use them. 2. Ask where they will be taking the waste. 3. Keep a record of any paperwork they give you, including their name, address and waste carrier's licence number. A spokesman for South Norfolk Council said householders who fail to meet their duty of care obligations are committing a criminal offence and can either be issued with a fixed penalty notice, currently £300 for South Norfolk Council, or face prosecution.
The police sergeant in charge of tackling illegal curb crawlers in Norwich said it was time to consider stopping drivers using the residential road worst affected. Sergeant Mark Shepherd, who is heading up a crackdown on the illegal sex trade in the Rosary Road area of Norwich, said since the operation launched last month, there had been a 50% drop in curb crawling, but that police intervention was not enough to end the problem. "We can keep throwing resources at the problem, but long term the council should consider shutting the road to traffic to prevent curb crawlers doing laps. The idea has divided residents." City councillor for the area, Leslie Graham, said finding a long term solution was complicated and that balance had to be struck between protecting vulnerable workers and keeping residents safe.
A popular restaurant which closed earlier this year could come back to life as an American burger bar. Pedro's Mexican Cantina, which is nestled in Chapelfield Gardens, closed its doors at the end of April after more than 30 years of serving burritos and fajitas to sombrero-wearing diners. It has remained closed since, but its director has now lodged a planning application to reopen the site as an American burger bar. 20 members of staff were made redundant as a result of the closure, but one of its directors has now revealed what the future holds for the building, promising the best burgers this side of New York City. Andre Ceres, director of Pedro's, said, "Coming soon will be the coolest bar and restaurant serving the best burgers this side of New York City, USA." Mr. Ceres has submitted a bid to Norwich City Council, setting out a new vision for the building, which includes neon lights, two awnings to provide an outdoor seating area, and takeaway food. The application also says that the new project could create 6 full-time jobs and 10 part-time vacancies, though it does not specify opening hours. Norwich City Council will consider the application in due course, with a deadline set for comments on the bid on Thursday, July the 11th. Now to our first feature, which is written by Derek James. It was 85 years ago that the people of Norwich gathered and watched in horror as their beloved theatre burnt down. The reader is Sarah Lusher.